Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations, this Tuesday of the 30th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue our study of Heidelberg Catechism, Question and Answer 80. Question 80. What difference is there between the Lord's Supper and the Pope's Mass? The Lord's Supper testifies to us that we have full forgiveness of all our sins by the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which he himself once accomplished on the cross, and that by the Holy Spirit we are engrafted into Christ, who, with his true body, is now in heaven at the right hand of the Father, and is there to be worshipped. But the Mass teaches that the living and the dead do not have forgiveness of sins through the sufferings of Christ, unless Christ is still daily offered for them by the priests, and that Christ is bodily under the form of bread and wine, and is therefore to be worshipped in them. And thus the Mass at bottom is nothing else than a denial of the one sacrifice and suffering of Jesus Christ, and an accursed idolatry. In opposing the Mass practiced by the Roman Catholic Church, we have confessed that we look first and foremost to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ offered once for all on the cross. But as we confess today, Jesus did not remain on the cross. As we have seen throughout the course of the Catechism, and as we know and believe, Jesus died, but he rose from the dead, and he ascended into heaven, and he is now in heaven at the right hand of the Father, there to be worshipped. For while Jesus offered himself in sacrifice on the cross outside the city of Jerusalem, he then took the blood of that offering into heaven itself, to offer it on the altar of heaven. Hebrews 9, verse 12. He entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. Hebrews 9, verses 24 through 26, goes on to tell us, Christ has entered, not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters the holy places every year with blood not his own, for then he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Finally, in Hebrews 10, verses 12 through 14, we find, when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. And so it is, we confess, that Jesus offered himself on the cross, on earth, and in the holy place of heaven, there to dwell in bodily form until such time as the Father sees fit to make all his enemies a footstool for his feet. That, as Paul says in Philippians 2, verses 10 and 11, at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Until that day, until our Savior comes forth in glory, until he returns that second time to bring about the completion of the salvation he began on the cross, to bring all of his people home to be with him in glory, until that day, our Savior remains in heaven, bodily, physically, there to be worshipped, there to be adored by his people. Until that day, Jesus remains at the right hand of the Father. As we rejoice in this great salvation made ours, that we might remember, as we partake of the bread and the wine, that we might remember the once-for-all sacrifice of our Lord, and that through this sacrifice we have been given complete forgiveness of sins, for he has secured an eternal redemption. that we might give all glory to our great God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.